A few days ago, the drug giant Purdue, makers of the opioid OxyContin, and members of the Sackler family, which own the company, offered $4.3 billion to settle lawsuits alleging corporate profiteering from the opioid crisis. Massachusetts was one of the dozens of states and cities and towns in the suits. The $4-plus billion is up from $3 billion offered by the company and the Sacklers last year. But State Attorney General Maura Healey has decided this state is not signing on to this new offer and joins us now to explain it. Hi there, Attorney General, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's good to be with you, Bob.
So as I understand it, you don't think there's enough money in this proposed settlement or that the money would be available quickly enough. So I'm wondering, how much do you think the Sackler family and Purdue should pay?
Well, I'll tell you, there are many things that I don't like about this plan. It's not enough money. It's also a plan that doesn't provide what our families deserve, which is transparency and accountability. So this is not the end. And this deal is nowhere near acceptable. And, you know, for the Sacklers who pocketed so much money, this plan essentially lets them off the hook, you know, for paying a fraction of what they made from selling OxyContin and the fortune they made. And ultimately to walk away from this, you know, with their investments, even richer than they are today.
So would any settlement that might be acceptable to you have to include money or maybe all the money that the Sacklers made, the profits they took out of the company, thanks to the sales, so to speak, of OxyContin?
Well, I think a few things have to happen. You know, the Sacklers need to pay up. It needs to be a lot more money to help us to cover the treatment and to try to, you know, provide the services that we want to provide to families across our states. The other thing is that there needs to be full disclosure. I want the creation of a document depository, you know, that like lays bare, you know, all the emails, all the memos that show exactly what these corporate executives, board members and employees and Sackler family members knew and what they did, because that should be a lesson and a deterrent for any corporate actor that wants to act or is thinking about acting in a way that, you know, is really exploitive. And, you know, we don't want to see any more opioid epidemics. And the other thing is this, you know, in Massachusetts, we don't want to own an opioid company. And so, you know, right now, Purdue is hoping that the government can essentially take over this and reap the profits, you know, and continue to sell. And I'm not interested in operating a drug company. There needs to be a wind down of this company. Sacklers need to pay up, and there needs to be a document depository created so that we have transparency about exactly what happened here.
Well, what if this is the best offer that states and cities and towns involved in the lawsuits will see from the Sacklers and Purdue?
Well, to me, it's not about what the Sacklers offer. It's not up to them what they offer. They're the ones who perpetrated, you know, what was just this horrific act on countless families. You know, it's about what justice demands. We're ready to go with our case. We want to see this through. You know, we have an obligation to do so on behalf of our families.
But we all know that there are addiction treatment programs out there right now that need money at this moment, not to mention cash-strapped cities and towns that want to be paid or repaid for the public health costs they incurred in the opioid crisis. So what would you say to someone who might say that it's time to put an end to the legal battle and collect the money that's available now?
Well, I'd say look at the results, you know, of my office just a few weeks ago. Again, we put together a blockbuster case against McKinsey, one of the world's largest consulting businesses, that later next month is going to result in $11 million coming back to the state, going directly to the Opioid Trust Fund to fund treatment programs. I know, having sat with so many families, just how much is needed in terms of more and better treatment services and options. And we are working, you know, our darndest every day to bring that money back. But what I'm not going to do, Bob, is insult the survivors, the victims, the families who were done such wrong by Purdue and the Sacklers by accepting a measly payout that basically, you know, would spread this out over time and allow the Sacklers to just sit on their fortune, make interest off of that, and use that interest to pay off, you know, states and cities and towns.
I'm wondering if part of the reason you're holding out is that you suspect that further disclosures might provide evidence to bring more than civil charges in this case, bring criminal charges.
Well, the law gives us a lot of tools, Bob, and you're absolutely right. You know, and we are making use of those tools to make this better. The law does require disclosure. So we are going to push for the most robust disclosure, and we want that now. We want that done before anyone votes on a proposed bankruptcy plan. And, you know, I think the point about disclosure is absolutely critical because, again, the nation deserves to know what happened here, both, you know, for purposes of holding Purdue and the Sacklers accountable, and also for purposes of making sure that this sort of corporate, you know, greed and exploitation to the detriment of millions and millions of people is never perpetrated again.
State Attorney General Moore Healey, thank you very much for speaking with us about this.
All right. Great to be with you, Bob. You take care.